For example, if you take the little boy who grew up with an alcoholic and abusive parent, he learned quickly as a kid that expressing his own anger and frustration only got him hurt and abused. So now, even though he isn't physically in danger anymore, he's in the habit of ignoring his anger. As a result, he never stands up for himself. He takes on way too much work in his job, which keeps him stressed and anxious, all because he's afraid to express his anger about giving too much work. He remains in a verbally abusive relationship because he's afraid of his spouse's anger and the conflict that would ensue if he stood up for himself. So he's always worried about upsetting his spouse. He even has a hard time disciplining his children when he needs to because he's afraid of his anger and theirs. So he's constantly stressed and anxious about the way his kids are growing up. Anxiety is the price of acknowledged anger. Anxiety is the price of unacknowledged anger. I encourage people to remember that no is a complete sentence. No. Gavin DeBecker.